Hare Krishna. It is a great honor and privilege and pleasure to be here tonight. Of course, I was here for the grand opening of the temple on Ram Navami in 1998. But I'm very pleased to see the development in the activities in the facilities, and especially among the people who are being inspired to take up the process of Krishna consciousness and engage in the devotional service. The work is basically the effort of Sri Pada Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. The development here shows what one sincere and resourceful devotee can do. Just one devotee. Of course, so many assistants are there. But basically, it was the vision and effort of one devotee that has made this wonderful temple and the expansion of the preaching from the one temple expand so wonderfully. I thought tonight to read one verse from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, Chapter 3, Text 10. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo I'll just read the verse and then we'll continue. Sahaya Vya Praja Shrisva Purovacha Prajapati Anena Prasavishyadvam Esha Yogoshti Kamaduk Sahayagya Prajashisva Purovacha Prajapati Anena Prasavishya Divam Esha Vos Vishtakamadu. Please repeat. Saha.
Saha.
Along with.
Along with.
Yagya.
Yagya.
Sacrifices.
Sacrifice.
Praja.
Praja.
Generations.
Generations.
Shrishtva.
Shrishtva.
Creating.
Creating.
Pura.
Pura.
Anciently.
Anciently.
Uvacha.
Uvacha.
Said.
Said.
Prajapati,
Prajapati,
the Lord of creatures,
Lord of creatures.
Anena,
Anena,
by this,
by this,
prasavishyadvam.
Prasavishyadvam.
Be more and more prosperous.
Be more and more prosperous.
Esha.
Esha.
This.
This.
Va.
Va.
Your.
Your.
Astu.
Astu.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Ishta.
Ishta.
Of all desirable things.
Of all desirable things.
Kamaduk.
Kamaduk.
Bestower.
Bestower.
In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods, along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and blessed them by saying, "Be thou happy by this yajna, sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation." Please repeat. In the beginning of creation,
in the beginning of creation,
the Lord of all creatures,
the Lord of all creatures,
sent forth generations,
sent forth generations
of men and demigods,
of men and demigods,
along with sacrifices,
along with sacrifices,
for Vishnu,
for Vishnu,
and blessed them,
and blessed them,
by saying,
by saying,
"Be thou happy by this yajna,
be thou happy by this yajna,
sacrifice,
sacrifice,
because its performance,
because its performance,
will bestow upon you everything desirable,
will bestow upon you everything desirable,
for living happily,
for living happily,
and achieving liberation,
and achieving liberation."
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The material creation by the Lord of creatures, Vishnu, is a chance offered to the conditioned souls to come back home, back to Godhead. All living entities within the material creation are conditioned by material nature because of their forgetfulness of their relationship to Vishnu or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic principles are to help us understand this eternal relation, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, "Vedaischa sarvaya aham eva vedya." The Lord says that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Him. In the Vedic hymns it is said, "Patim vishvasyat eshvaram." Therefore, the Lord of the living entities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, 2.4.20, Srila Shukadeva Goswami describes the Lord as Patni in so many ways. Shriya Patir Yajnapatir Prajapatir Niyam Patir Lokapatir Darapati Patir Gatis Chandaka Vrishni Sattvatam Prasidatam me Bhagavan Satam Pati. The Prajapati is Lord Vishnu, and He is the Lord of all living creatures, all worlds, and all beauties, and the proprietor of everyone. The Lord created this material world to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform yajnas, sacrifices, for the satisfaction of Vishnu, so that while in the material world they can live very comfortably, without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body, they can enter into the kingdom of God. That is the whole program for the conditioned soul. What is the whole program for the conditioned soul? Yes. And a little more detail. Yes. Okay, we got the beginning, performance of sacrifice, and then going back to Godhead. There's just one or two little things in between. Yes. You all are so pure, you didn't even remember living comfortably in the material world. You all are so transcendental. The Lord created this material world to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform yajnas, sacrifices, for the satisfaction of Vishnu, so that while in the material world, they can live very comfortably, without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body, they can enter into the kingdom of God. That is the whole program for the conditioned soul. By performance of yajna, the conditioned souls gradually become Krishna conscious and become godly in all respects. In the age of Kali, the Sankirtan yajna, the chanting of the names of God, is recommended by the Vedic scriptures. And this transcendental system was introduced by Lord Chaitanya for the deliverance of all men in this age. Sankirtan Yajna and Krishna consciousness go well together. Lord Krishna, in his devotional form as Lord Chaitanya, is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 as follows, with special reference to the Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna Varnam Prisa Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. In this age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates by performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Other yajnas prescribed in the Vedic literatures are not easy to perform in this age of Kali. But the Sankirtan Yajna is easy and sublime for all purposes, as recommended in Bhagavad Gita also, 9.14. Translation again. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and bless them by saying, "Be thou happy by this yajna sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation." So, the conditioned souls in the material world are here because they have forgotten their eternal relationship with God. They have turned away from God. And Krishna Bhudiyaji Bhogavan Chakari, as soon as the living entity forgets God and wants to enjoy independently, he comes under the control of Maya and is forced to suffer in so many ways. So that is our predicament in the material world. The material world is like a prison house, and the conditioned souls are the prisoners. Most people are gross materialists who want to be happy by acquiring money and spending it on facilities for sense gratification. But we can never be happy through sense gratification, because we, as living entities, as spiritual souls, are of a different nature or a different quality from matter. The living entity by nature, like Krishna, is Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Whereas the material body and material things in general are asat, temporary, achit, ignorant, full of ignorance, and nirananda, full of misery. So we are in a very uncomfortable situation. And what to do, how to get out. So here the Bhagavad Gita explains that from the beginning of creation, Lord Vishnu, who is the Lord of all creatures, gave the method by which, although we are in an uncomfortable situation, we can live relatively comfortably. Although we are in a situation that is by nature filled with anxiety, we can live relatively free from anxiety. And in the end, gain release from the prison of material existence. And the method he gave was the performance of yajna, or sacrifice. Now, there are four ages in universal time: Satyug, Chintiyug, Dwaparayug, and Kaliyug. And in each age, a different method of self-realization is recommended. So in Satyug, it was meditation. In Treta Yuga, it was performance of yajna. In Dwapara Yuga, it was elaborate temple worship. But in the present age of Kali Yuga, It is the performance of Sankirtan, yajna. So this yajna is different from the yajnas recommended in Treta Yuga, which involve many elaborate arrangements and technical procedures, which are not practical for us in the present age. But the Sankirtan Yajna is very practical. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced it as the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga, Harinam Sankirtan. And he quoted a verse from Brihadnaradiya Purana. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatira Nita. Once you chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names, there is no other way, no other way, no other way for success in the present age. So when something is repeated three times, it indicates great emphasis. You must do it, you must do it, you must do it. And similarly, there is no other way is repeated three times and is very emphatic. Not by meditation, not by Vedic sacrifices, and not by elaborate temple worship, but only by chanting the holy name. Srila Prabhupada quoted a cartoon that appeared in a journal that depicted an old man and an old woman sitting together, and the old woman is telling her husband, like the verse we quoted, is telling her husband, chant, chant, chant. And the husband is replying, can't, can't, can't. So this is the misfortune of the fallen souls in Kali Yuga, that with very little effort they could chant, but they expend the same effort or even greater efforts to avoid chanting. Srila Prabhupada said the same phenomenon exists. There's a story in Bengali that an aged lady was on the verge of death. She was in her last days or last hours. And her son was urging his mother to please chant Hare Krishna. The time is coming, the end is coming. You should chant Hare Krishna. But she wasn't chanting, and he kept repeating, and finally she became annoyed with him and rebuked him. So many words, why are you disturbing me by saying the same thing again and again? So many words she used to rebuke him. And that she would do, but not the two words Hare Krishna that she wouldn't do. So this is the misfortune of the fallen souls in Kali Yuga. And it is the duty of devotees to try to make the unfortunate souls fortunate by performance of Sankirtan Yoga, chanting the holy names, and in an extended way through distributing books. Kirtan means to glorify. Kirti means like fame, so kirtan means to expand the fame or glories. And san means complete. So sankirtan means complete glorification. So one application is that the glorification is complete when everyone participates. If I'm singing alone, that's good, I'm glorifying Krishna. But if we all join together and sing together, then it is more complete. And complete glorification also means glorification of all aspects of Krishna. His name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his associates, his paraphernalia. That is also Sankirtan. And that we find in Śrīla Prabhupāda's books. We have a complete glorification of Krishna. His name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, everything about him. So, to call book distribution, Sankirtan, is not a a euphemism or an exaggeration, but it is Sankirtan. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, put great emphasis on publishing and distributing books. In fact, he designed an emblem for the institution that he founded, and there were two parts to it. One was Pancha Chriti Marg, and the other was Bhagavat Marg. And part of the emblem was a mridanga. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to call the printing press as Brihat Mridanga, the great mridanga. And he said that the regular mridanga that we play in the temple or take with us for Harinam Sankirtan can be heard only for one or two blocks. But the Brihat Mridanga, the printing press, can be heard all over the world. And I've experienced it. I was the first devotee from ISKCON to go to West Africa, Nigeria, and there I met, not many people knew anything about us, but two young men approached me and they said, Hare Krishna. So I said, how do you know about Hare Krishna? And they said, well, one of our friends went to London. One of them had gone to London, and he had seen devotees on the street chanting Hare Krishna and distributing books. And so he bought some of the books and brought them to Lagos, Nigeria, and passed them around among their friends. So even before devotees went to Nigeria, Prabhupada's books reached there, and some people were aware of Krishna consciousness. The same thing happened in Venezuela. A couple from Venezuela went to Israel, and there was a devotee in Israel. He's from America originally, but he had gone to Israel in service to Srila Prabhupada, and he was distributing books. So that couple got a number of books and brought them to Venezuela, passed them around among their friends, and they became devotees just by reading the books. They began chanting Hare Krishna, they began offering their food, they became devotees. And when Srila Prabhupada eventually came, there was a whole group of devotees who had become devotees by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. No devotee went there. Just the one devotee got some books and brought them back. So the books have that potency. We read in the verse today that Vishnu, that Prajapati, the Lord of all creatures, is Vishnu or Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And those who perform Sankirtan Yajna are Sumedhasa, very intelligent. But in the Bhagavad Gita we find another word, Alpamedhasa, which means less intelligent. And who are described in the Bhagavad Gita as less intelligent? Which of you students of Bhagavad Gita can tell me? Yes. Those who worship the demigods are Alpamedhasa, less intelligent. And most people, I dare say, most people worship demigods. It's really the fortunate ones who get Srila Prabhupada's books and get the association of Srila Prabhupada's followers, who come to understand that actually Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all others are his part and partial servants. Even in Vrindavan, you all are very fortunate because you live so close to Vrindavan. But even in Vrindavan, I've seen how they have these big statues of Durga. And there's been a proliferation of statues of demigods, even in Vrindavan. People, they don't know what's what. It requires the proper association. And one gets that association from Parampara, from Srila Prabhupada's books, and people who understand Srila Prabhupada's books and repeat the same message. So it's very important that people have this knowledge. Otherwise, they are suffering and they will continue to suffer. We often hear about Puranas, and there are certain elements that are required for a Purana, for a literature, to be accepted as a Purana. And one is that it should describe the genealogy of kings. Now may sound like a very surprising statement. Why should a Purana contain the genealogy of kings, the history of kings? And the answer is that kings have all material opulence. Whatever an ordinary person might want, fame, power, wealth, a king has to the greatest degree. But the kings are as miserable as anyone else. So the lesson we get from reading the stories, the histories of kings, is that in spite of having everything that ordinary people want to the greatest degree, they suffer the same as anyone else. Once a newspaper reporter interviewed John Paul Getty, who at the time was the richest man in the world, and asked him, "You're the richest man in the world, you have everything that money could buy. When you're all alone, when there's no one else with you, what do you think about?" And he replied, "I think about how to pay the bills." Just like an ordinary person. He's thinking how to raise another $1 billion to take over a company. And an ordinary person is thinking, you know, how to raise another $1,000 to make my payment on my mortgage. But it's the same. The same. How to pay the bills. The same anxiety, same misery, just on a different scale. And the reporter also asked him, "Can you tell us, you know, the richest man in the world, can you tell us, in one word, what is your philosophy of life?" He said, "Yes, I can tell you in one word, more." It's the same philosophy that every materialist has. The poor man on the street, he wants more. John Paul Getty, the richest man in the world at the time, he wanted more. That means no one is satisfied. That means no one is happy. When someone's satisfied, he doesn't want more because he's satisfied. He wants more because he's not satisfied. If he's not satisfied, it means he's not happy. So whether you're rich or poor, man or woman, old or young, if you are in material consciousness, which most people are, you are suffering. And devotees are by nature compassionate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enumerated three items that he considered to be the highest engagements. One is namruchi. One should have taste for chanting the holy name. One is jivadaya. One should be merciful to the fallen souls, and Vaishnava sevana. One should render service to Vaishnavas. So this is the complete program to chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
And with taste, with relish, without effects. And the result of proper chanting, offenseless chanting, is that one will feel compassion for others. And that feeling of compassion is manifest in the desire to elevate people to Krishna consciousness. As Srila Prabhupada said, there are people who want to do good for others on the material platform, on the body platform by opening hospitals, or on the mental platform or intellectual platform by opening schools. But all of those activities, although they do give benefit to people, but the benefit is temporary. Someone has a disease, he gets cured, but he'll get another disease. The only way to actually stop disease, old age, and death is Krishna consciousness. And therefore, giving people Krishna consciousness, giving them the holy name, giving them the Vedic literature is the best service, because it makes a permanent solution to all problems. And Lord Krishna, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, says that one who shares this message with others is his dear most servant. There's no servant to me as dear to me as he, and there will never be one more dear. And for him, devotional service is guaranteed, and in the end, he will come back to me. So this is such an important service, such an important service. And it is declared as such by Krishna himself, and our acharyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, have given us the same service, the same emphasis. And to do that, we think of novel ways. I had the opportunity to see the museum And it reminded me so much of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he devised very elaborate theistic exhibitions. I mean, they were huge affairs, and they included, we could say, dioramic exhibits. And at that time, in the early 1900s, it was very novel. It was like the, it was the best that anyone could do at the time. And now, Srila Prabhupada and his followers have taken up the same idea and added some more technological advancements, stereo sound and animatronics and so on, to give people an impression of Krishna consciousness in a novel way. So that is our parampara. That is what parampara does. It takes the same essence, the same message, but it presents it in novel ways to attract the attention of people and make the knowledge understandable and appreciable by people in different times and places and circumstances. So this is a very vibrant temple, and that is also Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instruction, that when one who has life, he can preach. And that enthusiasm to preach comes from good spiritual practices, sadhana. Srila Prabhupada said that enthusiasm is required for success in any endeavor. And the way we gain enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness is through strict sadhana, rising early in the morning, attending Mangal Arati, chanting 16 good rounds without any distractions, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, all the things that Srila Prabhupada has included in the daily schedule, especially the morning program. That will give us enthusiasm. His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu is another devotee who is doing wonderful service for Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the field of book distribution in particular. And in fact, the BBT asked him to write a book on book distribution, and he was telling me about the book. And the first point he made, one of the first points he made, is that book distribution is the overflow of the ecstasy that one feels from one's personal spiritual practices. And sometimes when I go to San Jose, I stay with Vaisheshika Prabhu, and his morning program is like so intense, and he just, I mean, it's just obvious that he is feeling ecstasy. I mean, he does the same things that most of us do, but he does them with deep relish, and there's so much relish you don't want it to end. You know, there's a certain level of practice where you do it, but you really wish it could end. Like, how many rounds are there? So long. Got to get through these, got to get there. As one devotee said that in the beginning, he used to think that his chanting was getting in the way of his life. Now he feels his life is getting in the way of his chanting. So by changing the Guru, it's like when you're with him, you know, you don't want it to end. You know, it's just so good, so relishable. It's like every morning he recites the Ishopanishad, but with such relish. And when you hear him recite it, the words enter more deeply in your heart, and you sort of meditate more deeply on the meaning of the words. And then after a couple of hours of that intense chanting and hearing and worshiping, you're like so filled with bliss, you really just want to go out and share that with others. So that's his main point, that that book distribution or preaching should be the overflow of the bliss that we experience from our own spiritual practices. And that is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Audarya. The mood of Vrindavan is Madhurya, very sweet. Very sweet. I was happy to see the very sweet paintings of Krishna and the Parikrama hat. Very sweet. And the mood of Mayapur is Audarya, generosity, magnanimity, giving the holy name, which really means giving Krishna to others. So this is our life, tasting Krishna consciousness and sharing it with others. But the most essential is the chanting. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Hare.
So I think I'll just take a few more minutes. I just thought of two little anecdotes with Srila Prabhupada in Juru. On the importance of chanting. As usual, Srila Prabhupada went for his morning walk on Juru Beach. And as he was walking near the temple, some young children, from the village, they saw Prabhupada and the voice, and they said Hare Krishna, and Prabhupada said Hare Krishna back. And then Prabhupada commented to us that our mission is a success, they're chanting Hare Krishna. And on the wall, of course, whenever we got a property in India, Srila Prabhupada would say, first thing we have to construct a compound wall. So Srila Prabhupada's devotee, Mr. P. P.L. Sethi, he was a contractor, so he built the wall. And he had the idea at intervals to have like a little marble slab with the Maha Mantra in it. But it was a very high wall. And so Prabhupada had another friend named Dr. Patel who would regularly accompany Srila Prabhupada on his morning walks. So one morning Dr. Patel said to Prabhupada, referring to the wall, that people are saying that there's a prison inside the wall. And Prabhupada said, no, the prison is outside the wall. Inside is freedom. And then maybe one last one. One evening at about 7 o'clock, Srila Prabhupada was sitting on his terrace. One of his disciples, Haridas Prabhu, who's still there in Juhu, was fanning him. And at 7 o'clock, Prabhupada asked Haridas, do you hear the sound of the kirtan coming from the temple? And Haridas said, no. And Prabhupada said, you don't hear the sound of a kirtan coming from the temple? And Haridas said, no, I don't. And Srila Prabhupada said, that is exactly the point. There's no kirtan in the temple. Where are all the devotees? And Haridas Prabhu said, well, they must be out collecting. Must have gone to the city to collect and haven't come back yet. And then Srila Prabhupada said, do you know why we were successful? Because there's a big struggle to get the Juhu land, because history which is there in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. So the owner of the land was Mr. Nair, and Srila Prabhupada said Mr. Nair was very wealthy and very influential. He owned the Free Press Journal, which at the time was one of three English daily newspapers in Bombay, the Times of India, the Indian Express, and Free Press Journal. And Mr. Nair had been the sheriff of Bombay, and he had a lot of money, and he knew a lot of people. He had a lot of influence. And Srila Prabhupada said, we didn't have any money. We didn't know anyone. We didn't have any influence. But we were successful and not him. Why? So Haridas, you should answer. And Srila Prabhupada answered, because we were working to please Krishna. And Mr. Nair was working for himself. So even though he had more resources at his command than we did, we were successful by Krishna's mercy. So Srila Prabhupada said, that was not my idea. Now this doesn't relate to the marathon. Marathon is different, but it's a principle. Srila Prabhupada said, that was not my idea that the devotees should go out morning to night and collect money. You know, they can go at 9 in the morning and come back at 5 in the evening, and then they should chant and dance in front of the deities. And we're successful not by our own efforts, but by the mercy of the deities. So if we act in such ways to please the deities, and we get their mercy, Krishna's mercy, then that will make us successful, not our own endeavors. So, yeah, Srila Prabhupada had that faith, and devotees were amazed. No matter what the external difficulties were, challenges, successes, apparent failures. But when it came time for the temple program, Prabhupada would drop everything and just walk into the temple and be fully absorbed in seeing Jairada Madhava and speaking about the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. He could just let go of all that. Just be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada's servant, Shruti Kirti Prabhu, told me that most devotees, they only saw Prabhupada in the temple room or when he was giving a lecture, either in the temple or at some other venue, or when he was meeting with disciples about the preaching, about the management. But nobody saw him when he was alone, when he wasn't, you could say, acting as a world acharya. And Shruti Kirti Prabhu said that he would be like in the servants' room in Prabhupada's quarters in Los Angeles. And when Srila Prabhupada had free time, means when there was no one there, when he wasn't translating, he would just sit down with the harmonium and sing bhajans. Sing kirtan. And Shruti Kirti said sometimes he would go into Srila Prabhupada's room and he would be reading his own books. And Srila Prabhupada himself said that is proof that his books are transcendental, because mundane authors, they don't read their books. They write it, and then they get it published, and then they sell it, and that's the end of it. They go on to the next book. But Srila Prabhupada would read his own books again and again and again, because they were not like dead, you know, words on the page, but they were alive. They're Krishna, the whole spiritual world. Read his books. And one time Shruti Kirti came in. Shruti Kirti said it happened twice, once with the Krishna book and once with the Bhagavad Gita. He came in and Prabhupada was reading, and he looked up and he said, you know, that this book is so wonderful. If you read just one chapter, you can become fully Krishna conscious. And then he said, not even one chapter. If you read just one page, you can become fully Krishna conscious. And then he said, not even one page. If you read just one paragraph, you can become fully Krishna conscious. And then not even one paragraph. If you read just one line, you can become fully Krishna conscious. And then he said, if you read just one word, you can become fully Krishna because the books are Krishna. They're Krishna. And by reading the book, you're actually coming in touch with Krishna. If you come in touch with Krishna, you become fully Krishna conscious. If you absorb yourself in Krishna, even one chapter, one page, one paragraph. So, yes, as Srila Prabhupada said, that we should not only distribute his books, we should also read them. And so this is the wonderful program Srila Prabhupada has given us. It's the same basic program that Lord Vishnu gave to the conditioned souls at the beginning of creation. But Srila Prabhupada, following his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, has given us this specific program, which is very relishable, very enlivening, very delightful, and it allows us to live comfortably in this life, and at the end of this life to go back home, back to Godhead. But not only we go back home, back to Godhead, but we enable many other souls also to go back home, back to Godhead, and that increases Krishna's pleasure. Srila Prabhupada wrote me in one letter, go on increasing books and go on increasing my pleasure. So I can feel Srila Prabhupada's pleasure here. You all are increasing his book distribution, and so you're increasing his pleasure. Hare Krishna.
Distributed. means another bridge for the Maya called city temple. And as the city manages, more and more devotees will be attracted to the town to develop the same mood of Sakhiva.
Yes. That's true.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Ataji. So we hardly had money to, like, buy new clothes or... So he would see my group wearing these very worn and tattered dhotis and kurtas, and we're discussing these plans for this, like, huge, beautiful complex, marble temple and auditorium and hotel and restaurant. And he was thinking that, how is this possible? How is this possible? They're wearing these tattered rags and talking about building this marble palace. So, it's true. But I actually sort of forgot about it until Satchinandan Swami brought it up a couple of years ago. How did you know about it?
I just heard from a devotee who came from Juhu.
Really? Yeah. That's true. Prabhupada had that vision because of his faith in Krishna and the holy name and the order of his Guru Maharaj. We came to be. All right, so thank you again. I'll be sitting here for a few minutes if you have any more questions or anything. You wish to discuss.